Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Well, hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister from the To Be Network, and I welcome you back to my show. Today you are in for a special treat. A lady that actually interviewed me a few weeks ago and about the To Be book, and I have the pleasure to have her on my show today, and her name is Nashiba. And Nashiba is actually her author name. But she said I should introduce her with that name because that's become so important to her, and I want you to listen in really, really well. Because this is a lady that comes from an IT background, which is very logical thinking, very, you know, data-oriented, and has written a series of books on spirituality and personal development. And they are really, really interesting because they talk about your skills and abilities, how you can find your true purpose, how you can live your true purpose. And you all know that that's what I'm all about. So please welcome with me Nashiba. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and thank you very much for having me on the show. I want to say to your listening audience, it was such a pleasure having you on my show a couple of weeks ago. We had a wonderful, wonderful time, so I appreciate the opportunity to come and visit with you today.
Yeah, that's nice. It's lovely to have you. It's always so nice to connect with like-minded people, to connect with people, because we have totally different journeys. But we are on the same path, and this is what I would like people to understand, that it doesn't really matter how you reach your purpose, how you reach your happiness, your fulfillment, as long as it's legal and moral.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's kind of what I say to people sometimes when you're trying to, if someone gives you, you know, directions to get to a place, and someone that might have difficulty in finding that particular path to get to that particular location, there are multiple roads to get to the same place, which is in essence what you were talking about. In life in general, we have so many ways that we're going to get to the given path that we're supposed to reach. But one of the critical things of even though if you begin to walk the path, do you really know what your journey is about? Do you really know what your purpose in that journey is? Do you truly know why and you are here? Your destiny in life. But there's multiple roads to go through life to get to that journey and obtain that particular purpose and that destiny. And that's kind of what you talk about in your book, the To Be book, as well as I come from the same messaging, is running through people, going and hearing and listening to people over the course of life. I've seen so many young and old, that do not know what their destiny is and have questioned themselves from time to time, why am I here? I don't really know.
Yeah, that is unfortunately so true. I find that in my life trainings, about 95% of the people don't know where they're going with their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is scary. I mean, when you think about it, it's, you know, I mean, if you don't have a destination, if you don't have a destiny, then it's just a pure chance if you will ever get there, because you don't have clear directions, right?
Yeah.
So,
And you wonder why sometimes you feel voids in life. You know, we spend a lot of time sometimes being really, really busy, but are we really being productive in the process of being ever so busy? Because when you, and some people are afraid of quiet place and quiet time to be able to reflect, because it's really only in those moments a lot of time that we begin to identify, because we've slowed things down enough to really feel and potentially maybe ultimately find the purpose of being here. You know, I understand that people have to work jobs and whatnot, but the ultimate is that if you're going to work a job for someone else, that you have a passion for the thing in which you do. Because if you don't, you over time will definitely find voids in your life, questioning yourself, why am I bored, and things like this, and why aren't things as smooth as I feel. And it's like if you pause for a moment to go to a moment of reflection, you identify different passions that you actually have in your life that you maybe never didn't pay too much attention to, but if you're ever so busy, you can always quiet down to even begin that process to identify the destiny.
Yeah, I think it's important that people, that we all start to slow down a little bit, at least once in a while, you know. As you know, I've just been on vacation 2 weeks in Alaska and in the north of the United States, and so much nature. It was so beautiful to just be, you know, just be and not be busy. My computer crashed just before I left, so I couldn't take a laptop. Paradise, I'm telling you, paradise. I really had time to just be with myself, with my friends, and with nature. For me, that is very important. That works really well. So how do you recommend that people find their purpose? I mean, we all have different ways, and you have found yours. And what do you recommend to people, how they can define what it is they truly, truly want and why they're here?
I'm saying a lot of ways, especially starting with me, I feel very blessed in a lot of ways that I believe I've always known. And so when my first gifts came to me in life at a very early point, it pretty much in and around elementary school, and writing would have been my very first gift. It was to the degree that periodically through elementary school, I had teachers coming to my mother on a regular basis and she should go ahead and start publishing in some of the periodicals that are out there because they felt I had wisdom beyond my years. But I've always internally been very peaceful type of person. So the listening component, that quiet voice that begins to direct and identify, I was blessed enough to have that early. I know everyone doesn't have that opportunity, but that's part of why you do things like this wonderful vacation and cruise that you were able to take to just be quiet, to enjoy nature, and allow that place. So I would say one of the places to start is sometimes maybe take a couple of extra things off your calendar, especially if you live a very busy life, and find those ways in which you can become quiet and really hear. Through silence, we can learn so much because we just, you have to get to that place where you're not really thought processing. You're just quieting down enough so really you can hear. There's this internal voice, the voice of God, or however people would like to coin it. I use as a place of God from the spiritual perspective and hear the quiet voice. Because even in the Bible with all the different stories and calamities and things that people tend to extract from the Bible, sometimes the part I think they miss out because it's a quiet, thin voice all the time that talks about love and healing. So in order to even find and feel those places, I think you have to quiet down for a moment to even begin to make that connection from a spiritual perspective in order for you to begin to absorb the quiet voice. For one thing, learn how to hear it, because you have to be able to hear it in order to receive the messaging from it. And it will begin to identify those passions. And a lot of times it starts with the passions, things that people may be doing as a hobby or, you know, certain things that they just come naturally, like breathing air. But unless you quiet down, you may not tune in at that level to really realize that you've been kind of sort of living the passions in some cases. In other cases, you know it's there, but you haven't released it. So getting to a quiet place is, I think, the first place to start. Going through that process from a quiet place, there may be little noisy places, and I would put that in the point of when you've quieted down enough where you made that spiritual connection. But another part of the process that I kind of coined is peeling back the onion. Because at some point during this process, peeling back some of those things you need to maybe work on eternally. And we don't always want to peel back the onion because it's not always pretty. It can be painful. It could be very reflective if you allow it to do, if you allow that process to do what it needs to do, you'll come through the tears of it and the anger of it at yourself. But the sooner you get through that, the better, because you need to be at that peaceful place when you're going to begin to become at peace with your destiny, with your journey. So and that's kind of coining like as an example in the first series of the book is purpose of the journey. And that process is walking people through, like we were talking about early. Some people just have no clue in the world, why am I here? I just live my life. I've had voids. I've had depression. I've had all kinds of emotions. And a lot of that is because you really haven't had that quiet time. Begin to peel back that onion, become at peace with yourself, become at peace with your destiny, become at peace with your purpose. That's the process. Because you identify the purpose, but you may have been doing all these other things in your life, and you're like, you got in contact with that quiet voice of God speaking to you, saying, I've been kind of urging you or pushing you or trying to encourage you to do and go in this direction. But you may not know how to go through that direction. This is why that quiet, reflective, meditative state is important, to quiet down, that peel back the onion, so you can be open enough, almost like God says, or references in the Bible, come to me as unto a child. Sometimes even as adults, we need to reflect back to that child within us, because it tends to be more open to receiving. As we get a little older sometimes, we may sometimes get a little bit too cynical, which blocks a lot of good things that need to come inside. So these processes of the meditative state, quieting down, not so busy, so that you can really get to who you really are, takes time, and it takes quiet time to get there. Doesn't mean you're not going to have fun and you're just going to be, you know, in the meditative state the rest of, but in order for you to begin the process, you got to quiet things down in order to hear the voice of God telling you. And people will find as they go through that process, they're like, you know, I remember feeling this way, you know, or feeling this type of conversation or voice from God expressing and trying to encourage me to do certain things, but, you know, you were too busy. So you didn't really capture it and allow it to truly come in. Mm-hmm. So that whole portion of purposes of the journey is to go through it from an inspirational and spiritual perspective. You will see some quotes from the Bible in there, and I'll read an excerpt shortly. But getting that purpose underway, getting the peace with it. Because like I said, you could have been doing X, Y, and Z the entirety of your life, and this thing that's being revealed to you may be in complete contrast. But yet when you do this thing, or when you've done or explored or played with this particular thing, this thing that's evolving and revealing itself as a purpose in your life, sometimes you initially shun from it. So it's critical for you to become at peace with it. And then from coming at peace with it, the next series is ever evolving. We're at peace with it. We've been through all these different processes, and we come to ever evolving, because now you have to begin to nurture it. You need to begin to develop it, and really to a certain degree, you're still going through that peaceful relation, but you've done the heavy lifting, and you're pretty much at peace because of the things that you go through evolving with it. Some of it may be challenging, but you want to continue to persevere through it, because all what you're doing is the same thing you would do with a child. When we have a child, we begin to nurture that child. We begin to develop that child. We go through challenging moments with that child. It's the same thing when you identify that passion in life, with that thing that's just been irritating you somewhere inside, but you didn't know if you can do it, and now you decided to take a blind leap of faith. And sometimes that's scary. That blind leap of faith, it can be a little scary. And sometimes you have the little naysayers in the back. It could be your family, friends, or colleagues. People sometimes begin to say things. So part of that evolutionary process is realizing which type of conversations to let in your spirit and to be able to block out from your spirit,
but,
even receiving
it. But isn't it also isn't it also your inner voice that is, you
yes.
know, that is giving you these messages, you can't do that, and, oh, no, why do you
yes.
want to, you know, why do you want to do something different? You are doing okay in that field or whatever. So you get these
mm-hmm.
messages internally that are trying to stop you. I mean, apart from family and friends, which
yes.
can be quite heavy lifting also. But first you have to conquer yourself. I mean, your own inner voice that is telling
yeah.
you all
yeah.
these, they're giving you all these messages that you can't do it and maybe this is not for you and who do you think you are and all these kind of discouraging messages that we give ourselves also.
Oh, totally, especially if you were somebody that were already dealing with any level of self-doubt, any level of self-esteem problem, it
mm-hmm.
would be tend to be more difficult because you're really jumping out into a brand new frontier in a lot of cases. And that's scary.
Yep.
Because you had the safety net over here, and now you're talking about jumping into this unknown. And that's very,
mm-hmm.
very scary. So self-doubt by default will definitely try to come into play, and one has to evolve through that process because you're absolutely correct. Even the things and the conversation coming from externally, internally, unequivocally, there are times like, am I nuts? Or, you know, am I crazy? I can't do this. But this is the critical component of the inspirational and spiritual side is you have to walk in blind faith. Any business that's out there, I can guarantee anybody, risk was involved on every level. We go through life, trials, tribulations, storms of life. We deal with this stuff all the time. And the stronger that you get as you go through the trial and tribulation and the storm of it, that's why the last series is pressing on. And pressing on is reflective of no matter what, no matter those trials and tribulations of life, no matter what those storms are like, we must press on. Because if we don't ultimately, when you're not fulfilling that passion, that somehow you made that spiritual connection to you, identified the person, it almost feels like a slow death if you do not live what that passion is. Because ultimately, it is your destiny. It is those special gifts that God gave you to share with the Word. The gifts aren't just for us to kind of, you know, hover unto ourselves. They're given as a component of what we're to contribute back to the planet that we live in and the people that are within it. And when you kind of think of it like that, and sometimes when you have those moments of doubt, then take yourself outside of those moments. So let's say right now a person had a doubting feeling. Don't allow yourself to even run 5 minutes with a thought process. Reverse that process with something positive. Instead of whatever that is let's say you're going to be a singer and you have a date scheduled to come up within the next couple of days. So somewhere in your mind, doubt comes in, I can't do this. Oh, my God, I just can't. Well, what you're telling yourself is that you can't do it. As
mm-hmm.
opposed to telling yourself that I'm going to be fabulous, they're going to love me, I have peace with my gift that I
mm-hmm.
want to share, and immediately reverse it because if you don't, it's almost like beginning to sink into a vortex. And especially with people that already, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what athletes do, for instance. I mean, the best
yeah.
athletes in the world, they envision themselves before they actually start in the tournament or whatever they're doing at the moment, before they actually start, they envision themselves already on the outcome they desire, and then they
yes.
actually do it. And this is exactly the same that we are asking people to do, you know, go within yourself and discover yourself, what your true passion and purpose here is, and then take those steps. And that leap of faith definitely is tough for a lot of us because
yes.
We're not used to it. We have to move outside of our comfort zone. We will have to battle our own inner voice. We will have to maybe battle our friends and family. Not battle,
mm-hmm.
I mean, in a negative sense, but,
right.
you know, there will be people coming towards us and say, why are you doing that? I mean, like, you were really good at IT, and I'm sure that when you started writing, there were people that said, come on, I mean, you are an expert in IT. Why are you starting this thing?
Right.
And you still did it anyway.
I still did it anyway because I always tend to lean towards that voice. I have really been blessed in a lot of ways that I've always known the voice. And when I hear it, I go ahead and I'll act on that because
yeah.
in lie our treasures of life. I loved IT. IT, quite frankly, I would say would be one of the latter gifts that, that came from me, but I really believe that was always there. Because when I was younger, I used to fascinate my parents, because I would take things apart and put it right back together.
Mm-hmm.
or you know, when you would watch Star Trek and whatnot, I'll never forget one time I had was sitting down describing a particular scene that occurred on Star Trek. And how in the world could she know all of what? Because I took it totally to the level of interpretation perspective of what was going on. Like when they were going to the portal to, you know, dematerialize the body and port somewhere else. And to be able to explain that at a younger age would kind of really threw them out. So to a lot of degrees, I believe that gift was always there. It was just came at a different part of my life to really mm-hmm. play it out. I absolutely love technology. I have a mad, mad passion for that. But see, one of the things that I had asked God for very early in life, because when singing and the performing arts came into my life, that was also very, very early. And my father's thing was plan B is, well, you know what type of field that is. It's precocious and things like that, so you have to have a plan B. So I had already begun working on the plan B stuff, but when I came into the singing, which I consider the writing, the singing and things like that, all the creative side of me, whereas the IT side of me is definitely, as you described, more analytical in nature. So to have the opportunity at this juncture to come really full circle, and part of that full circle began with a prayer that I asked God, especially when I brought the singing into the equation, where I said, and knowing what the music industry is like, and especially with females and the exposure, my prayer was, I want to have spiritual prosperity first, and then I want to have business acumen, and then ultimately I want to have technology, because if you go, I don't know whether it's music or whatever field, to me you need to have those three particular components, because you don't want people taking you for granted and taking advantage mm-hmm. of you. I wouldn't want to go into the music industry and I have to plan on, you know, three other middlemen, and I don't know anything about the engineering component about it. I don't know anything about the business. So it was very important to me to do that, and really over the course of my life I've been exposed to each one of those phases. So when I got hit with a layoff a couple of years ago, I didn't tear my hair out of my head. I felt that component I was pretty much at full circle. It was time to go ahead and start working, getting the book out, coming on the radio show, and it's all just been this full circle thing. But that came from me understanding and knowing that the spiritual prosperity, in order to discern the exposure scenarios that I know I would be put on, this would be the better way to go.
But you already had a clear path, and I would yes. like you to emphasize it a little bit more, because the majority of people, unfortunately, don't have a clear path.
Right.
They don't know what their purpose is, and they're drifting so much that they feel mm-hmm. this unhappiness as soon as they slow down and look for that quietness that we were talking about in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That then the fear sets in, because they don't know what to do with that moment of quietness. They don't know. They're not aware that all the questions are within them already. All the answers are within them
yes.
already. They just need to ask the questions. So, you know, I mean, just maybe give our listeners a tip or two how they can go through this first moment or first few moments of silence and of actually revelations and of asking the questions to themselves and to spirit and of getting the first answers and actually listening to them and believing them, because
yeah.
the answers are normally very clear, very short, and very simple.
Exactly. The biggest component, why I say get down to relaxation component, and if you need to incorporate music with that process, that's a really good thing, just on the scientific, metaphysical, and spiritual nature of what music does from a vibrational component. So whether it's inspirational music, meditative music, if you need that as a catalyst to help quiet your mind down. And we're talking quiet to the degree where you're not allowing all your thoughts. As you know, we all can have quiet moments, but our minds are moving at the speed of light. So we can't really be in that state of mind. We have to be at a very quiet, very tranquil, very peaceful state of mind where your mind is not running all of those thoughts, aren't going all over the place. And you can find yourself maybe asking questions like, do you know what your destiny is? And allow yourself to just relax and ponder on something as simple as that. And thoughts and things will begin to come in your mind to help identify things like, what is the reason that you're here on the earth? That you want to find these things. And these, you begin to point these questions out in that quiet place, and you will find that answers will come. If you're very, very quiet, if you're very, very relaxed, you will find that as you're asking the questions, they will actually come back to you. But you have to be at such a quiet space in order to hear them. So like I said, at this point, your mind is not traveling with, you know, I've got to go to the grocery store, I have to go shopping, and all this, the list of to-dos for the day. You can't have any of that in your mind. You'll be surprised how quickly it will act as you begin to practice that. The other critical component to help you get there is breathing exercises. By breathing and releasing breaths that are going to allow your body to physically start doing things that's going to help you in that process of getting to that quiet place. That is a very critical component, is that breathing. If you get to breathing, just slowing it down, just be really slowing everything down to this very peaceful, very tranquil, almost like floating on clouds type of place where your mind is free, and begin to pose those type of questions. You can ask questions like, do you feel a void in your life? And you'll find that those answers and responses will begin to come into your mind. So if you only start maybe 15, 20 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day to find moments where you quiet things down, it will recharge you, refresh you, and it will begin to identify things like your purpose, things like what steps do I take to begin to walk this purpose? And you'll find your mind start floating and gravitating in a direction that's going to help you really plan out and show you the doors to be open. But getting to that quiet place is very, very critical. We all have issues in our life and things like that, so we can also do things like purging through, letting any crying come out or any emotions. Push a lot of those other energies that you feel are not so go, and allow your mind to and your body to like reflect that back, so you can get to like a purging state and what have you. That's one definitely part of the process in order to help you identify, help you listen to that voice from within, for greater to see that within me that right.
Yeah, and let the emotions come up as they come up. We are nearly at the end, so
okay.
I need to ask you, first of all, thank you very, very much, and I hope that our listeners will take our advice and, you know, take those time off and take this time for yourself, and really for yourself, by yourself. Mm-hmm. And for me, it works best when I'm out in nature, but for everybody, that is different. So just try it out, give yourself a few minutes a day and look for the answers for yourself and give yourself that time. And I want you to tell our listeners how they can find you and how they can get your books.
Sure. What I can do is actually on Amazon, you can go on the books and query for What's It All About, Nasheeba, and it will come up as the, because it's sold in a collection and individually. You can also go to stores.lulu.com/ What's It All About, Nasheeba. That's on my one of my pages on Lulu, and then I have several other links on there for you to get the information about acquiring the book.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much for having been on the show, Nasheeba. It has been a great
thank
pleasure.
You.
And please, people out there, take this serious, because it is your life. And you can live it to the fullest. You can live it with true purpose, with passion, with love. I mean, you're listening to us all the time. And you can hear from Nasheeba that she's passionate about what she's doing. I am very passionate about what I am doing. And that is because we do live our purpose and passion here. And we love to share it with you. So please spread the word, and I will see you next time at the same place. Next Tuesday, 1 p.m. EST or 7 p.m. Central European Time. And this is Barbara from the TV Network. And today on our show was Nasheeba, and her book is called What's It All About Nashiva. You can find it on Amazon, and so can you find the To Be book on Amazon. The new title is To Be or Not To Be, The Choice Is Yours. And the choice to live your life to the fullest is also yours. Take it into your hands. I will see you soon. Bye. Bye, Nashiva.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome.